So you can use this rain practice if you are currently dealing with a challenging emotional situation, or you may just want to use it to train for a challenging emotional situation. And if you are just using it in a training or practice mode, still call up to mind a challenging emotional situation that's more of a recent event than in the distant past. The more recent, the easier it will be to work with. And of course, if you're dealing with a current situation, just call that to mind. And as you call the present or past emotional situation to mind, get an image of it in your mind, a picture, if you will. Maybe think in terms of a snapshot that embodies the essence of what triggers you about this situation. And holding that image in your mind, begin to feel in your body what that situation is like, what it draws forth in you. And as you bring that situation into mind and trigger the responses, the reactions, the first move we have in the RAIN practice is R, and that is to recognize that you are undergoing an emotionally challenging situation, to recognize that you're being triggered. This is not something we always do. Actually, it's something that can be quite difficult to do. We can get triggered and go on automatic pilot fairly quickly into a habitual response pattern. And this is the mindfulness component, where we can not only recognize that we're being triggered, but at this point, you want to be able to name what's going on, what emotion we're experiencing. There's a lot of research demonstrating that to the degree that we can name an emotion, we are better able to regulate it. So as you recognize, I'm being triggered, seeing if you can call to mind the emotion that is coming forth. And if you're familiar with the emotion wheel, that could be one of your guides. And if you're not familiar with the emotion or feelings wheel, it might be something that you can investigate. But once you've recognize you're being triggered and perhaps able to name the emotion that is bubbling up, the A of RAIN tells us to allow it to be there. So at this point, we want to just really open ourselves up, and you might physically open your body a little, outstretch your arms to invite the emotion in, not fight against it, not try to push it away, because we know that in the long run, trying to push away distressing emotions is not a useful strategy. We like to say that what we resist persists. So instead of following, again, a sort of automatic pilot and reacting against the emotion, we open ourselves up to it, allow it to be there, realizing it's there for a reason. There's a reason we have reacted as we did. We want to be able to understand what's going on. Honor the emotion. Even if it's an exaggerated emotion, it has something it's trying to say. We want to listen to it, even if we don't ultimately need to obey it. And so with the I then of the RAIN practice, we investigate where this emotion is showing up in our body. Is it causing my hands to tremble? Is it causing my stomach to clench, my jaw to tighten, my chest to beat more quickly? Turn and feel what's going on with the body. It's actually a way of grounding yourself in the present moment, in the body, bringing yourself back to the present. And you also can turn to investigate what thoughts might be accompanying the feelings. What story are you telling yourself about this situation? Bringing awareness to that story. And here, really, what we're doing is trying to bring the reasoning part of our brain back online. And emotional overload like this causes what we refer to as an amygdala hijack. The emotional part of our brain takes over from the rational part, which goes offline when we get triggered like this. And so as we can come back into our body, try to bring the thinking part of the brain online, we can then bring ourselves to a more holistic understanding of the situation. And with that understanding, we turn to the N of RAIN, which is to nurture. That is really to ask ourselves, what do you need at this moment to work skillfully with this situation? And here you might think first, perhaps, of what a wise person you know might advise you at this point of how to respond. Or you might think of your own inner wisdom, what the wise part of yourself that's always there for you to access is telling you about this situation. Or you might even think about what you would tell a friend to do in this situation. Do you need to walk away? Do you need self-compassion? Be kind to yourself. Do you need to call a friend? Do you need to take some breaths? How can you work with this moment skillfully and get through it with grace? And as you finish this little short RAIN practice, reflect on where you are at the end, how you may have moved from your initial knee-jerk response to the situation to a wider, more holistic understanding that allows you to embrace the situation and even in the end of the day grow, advance forward in your project, in your own development rather than regress. And give yourself grace and give yourself credit and give yourself compassion for having engaged the situation in this way. No matter the ultimate outcome, you did try, and it will get better over time. You are doing well. You're okay. Take a breath, hold yourself lightly, and proceed.